Torch, obviously, what you saw on Saturday you weren't happy with. As a coach, what adjustments do you try to make sure that doesn't happen again today?
Well, when you end up in a situation like that, obviously things didn't go well right from the get-go. So I think the coaches have to be better in preparation. I think we have to be better in our meetings prior to tonight's game. And then that has to filter right on down through our team. In everything we do, we have to be better at it.
Do you mix your lines up at all tonight?
No. I liked what I, other than that game against Nashville, I thought our lines were playing well. I'm going to start with our lines as we started that game, and then we'll see where we'll go from there.
Sergei Bobrovsky goes back tonight, but Jonas Korpisalo, if he doesn't play like he did in the first period the other night, is there a chance that that's 8-1 game?
Yeah, you could. I'm not sure if he could ever get a game uglier than it was, but if Korpi isn't there, it would have been.
What does that mean to you, that you have two guys now that really, whichever one you go with, is usually not a bad choice?
Yeah, in the big picture, it's a nice competition. I think it pushes both athletes, and I have always felt in that goaltending position, when you have a combination that you feel really comfortable in playing either one of them, I think that's good for both goalies. You don't consider the one guy a backup. The other guy gets pushed by Korpi or whatever it may be. It's a nice situation to have as a coach when you have options at that position.
Yeah, and you've worked with Henrik Lundqvist before, too. Guys like him and Bobrovsky, they like to be that certified number one guy, but that competition is something that they need, isn't it, to keep them honest and keep them on the game?
Yeah, and there's no question. Bob needs to play better, I think this has gone on for a while. So this is all healthy stuff, and I think that's part of I think some of the comfort with our team and where we're at right now. I think there's just too many people comfortable. So getting competition in all positions and getting push from other people is going to be needed if we're going to be better as a team. I think people are way too comfortable with this club.
You told me last week that, you know, being out of the playoffs, sometimes you're going to have games that are just, they just don't go your way. But with that being said, it can't go, especially consistently, like what happened to you a couple days ago.
No, that's embarrassing. I still have a knot in my stomach. Not for me. This isn't a selfish thing, for the organization, because we embarrassed our organization, and that's not what we're about. I know that's not what we're about with this group of guys, and so we need to rectify that right away.
Are you hoping this is a turning point where you can get that message out, and in this last week and a half, 2 weeks, pound it home and then come back with it again at the start of next year?
Yeah. It's as I've said, Bob, I'm honest. I know there's a little bit of give within players when they know they're not going to be there in a couple of weeks, and you know, we'll have our meetings and we're done. But you can't go down that road we went to the other night. And this is a problem I've had with this group for since I've been here, is there needs to be some more push. I just think everybody's too happy here. I think there needs to be some bite every day. There needs to be competition every day. And these couple of weeks, Bob, that's not going to solve the problem. It's going to be next year, and where I think there needs to be push within the locker room from one another to be a harder team and a consistent team.
Will you be a tougher guy next year right from the start?
Well, I'm in a situation right now where we're trying to do it the right way, trying to play the right way. But this isn't a time of year where you're kicking your players. But when camp opens up and we're starting to get back to the real stuff and trying to become a competitive hockey club instead of looking up at the 16 teams, there's going to be some push and there's going to be some competition within it.
George, thank you. Good luck tonight.
My pleasure.
Head coach John Tortorella, Milan, back to you.